Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and right alongside is the horticultural guru that's housed at the Warren County Extension Office. That would be Kristen Hildebrand. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so Monday and Tuesday, we talked about saving tomato seeds, and I'll be honest, people, I did not even fathom that it was this complicated.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's a complicated kind of deal.
Yeah, but when you go through this process, it says that it can last 2 to 3 years.
Okay, so you're going to collect a lot of tomato seeds.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
And you're going to save a lot, too, as you do this.
Okay. All right. So give us a recap, because I know you were under the gun yesterday.
I said,
well, why don't we just talk about it a little bit tomorrow, too? And she said, okay. All right, just for a little bit.
Yeah,
so
5 minutes goes by fast.
Yeah, it does go by fast. So give us a recap. Okay, so I've got my favorite variety of tomato in my hand, figuratively, all right? And I want to save the seeds. So what do I need to do?
Yeah, so the first thing is you want to collect the best seeds from the tomato, and you want to get it from the biggest tomato possible that you have at this point. Remember, it has to be an heirloom-type variety that's open-pollinated. You don't want to do this with any kind of hybrid because you're not going to have the true parent plant that you had in the growing season. So you want to make sure that you wash off that tomato, use a sharp knife, and you're going to put all the pulp and the juices, the seeds, into a mason jar. And then you're going to let that ferment in the jar. So basically to do that, you're going to keep it about 70 degrees Fahrenheit out of direct light. You're going to let coffee filters are really good to put on top of it, so that way it keeps out other contaminants and fruit flies that might want to venture over into that area. And it's also a great way that you can label what you have. So you're going to let that ferment up to 3 days, and then sometimes what happens is that pulp and a lot of the bad seeds are going to float to the top because they don't have a lot of weight to it.
And they're less dense.
Yes, less dense. And then the good seeds are going to be at the bottom of that solution. Now, when it's fermenting, you're going to see some mold that's going to occur, and that's a good sign because you know the fermentation process has worked. So basically, you're going to skim off that mold after 3 days, and then what you're going to do is you're going to go through a process that's called that rinse and repeat. So what you're going to do after the 3 days, after you skimmed off the mold, you're going to add some water to it, about a fourth to a half cup of water, and then you're going to stir it, and then all of the non-viable seeds, again, are going to float to the top, and then you're going to pour off that top half of the liquid and some of the other floating seeds, and then you're going to repeat that same process 2 to 3 more times until you get really, really good quality seed from it. After that, after you've done that 2 to 3 times, the rinse and repeat, you're going to let those seeds dry out on a paper plate, a coffee filter, or some type of screen. And then you want to avoid those paper towels because those seeds can stick to it. Sometimes you might have to rub with your fingers some of the clumps of seeds to break them apart and separate them. But after you've let them dry, air dry, for 7 to 14 days, you can actually put them in a warm, out-of-the-way spot. They say on top of a refrigerator is good. And then basically what you're going to do is after you've kind of gone through that process of drying, you can store those seeds in an envelope about 40 to 45 degrees in a dark, well-ventilated place. And this is actually going to keep 4 to 6 years versus only 1 year if you just go through the air drying process.
Okay. All right. So we're just going to put those up. We don't have to vacuum seal them then.
No.
Okay. All right. We don't have to put them in the freezer then.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. It's actually not as bad as I thought we would have to do. So it's actually gives us a lot more time then, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So if you have any questions on how to do that, you can always contact us at the Extension office. And one good thing about this process, Chris, is that it's really easy to do at home. You can save that seed if you go through this correct process, and then you can have it available for next year. So when you're starting seeds in February, it's going to be nice that you've actually done this yourself and you saved yourself a little bit of money in having a really good tomato variety.
And I think it could be a neat family project too, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Really okay. Good process. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Kristen. Folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop, brought to you by our good friends down at Hobney Dye and Reed. and the folks over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.